How to apply, let them to Teams. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to work with some of the world's biggest companies, including Starbucks, JP Morgan Chase, Headspace, Audible, Ulta Beauty, and so many more. And the single most common question that I have been asked over and over and over again is, Mel, how do I motivate my team? The research is clear. Having a good boss is what creates good teams. So what makes for a good boss? That's where the let them theory comes in. You may be thinking, well, you can't just let your team do whatever they want. They need to be managed. True. But when you micromanage, you risk stifling creativity, damaging relationships, and creating a toxic work environment. In other words, a controlling boss is a bad boss. The let them theory can help you find the right balance, empowering your team while providing the structure and clarity that they need to thrive. After all, bad bosses kill good teams and good bosses make great teams. In this special bonus guide, you're going to learn how to use the let them theory at work to be as good of a boss as you can be. And even if you're not a boss, you're still a leader because your behavior at work influences and impacts your colleagues. And so this is a very important guide for you to raise your influence at work. Download it for free at melrobbins.com/work to get started.